USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport, where he worked for 10 years, and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table. Evacuation orders are in place after 2 wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burnt close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.